A simple command cuts his death to the bone. A stiff shadow, bound, moves out of the cave, blurred in drifting clouds of recognition. Dappled with hot shadow of olive leaves, gnarled with the ancient anguish of the vine, he stood stone still, carved out of the indrawn breath of morning, shriven, his neck arched back like a frozen wave. Only the women move, Mary and Martha rocking to and fro like bladder rack in an indolent undertow. Come home from the dead, Lazarus. So the women had keened away the three nights, never dreaming their salt and hopeless grief could turn their prayer to bitter affirmation. Over the vibrant silver of the olive trees, across the vine plants and shadow, the day had curled in an arch of lapis lazuli, crisp with menace and the dawning voices. The plumed sunlight coils its force and strikes a hammer blow full in the creased eyelids, on eyeballs wrinkled by the grave bands, bruised by the brass pennies. Miraculous, the light breaks open his eyes as though his skull had split on some relentless reef of lamentation. His head strains back, arching his neck to the impact. The hush of harvest on the taut skins of his ears, the memorable feel of his own body bound still, the animal moanings of the women, insistent as the fracture of cicadas. Out of this undertow, he claws his way to a bitter beach of consciousness. His eyes, unshrouded now, are windows looking inward and outward. No eye dare meet them. Even the women edge their shame away, disavowing their knowledge and their prayer. A shriveled heart may know the royal reprieve of greenness. By what imperial purpose, infinitely gentle, requires this hard penance, fathering an old crime on new innocence? The stiff spasms of his waking overset the calculus of grief and the cold, merciful mechanism of forgetting. His body's musk and myrrh, its tropical landfall, languid repose transfixed by arrows of regret. Stricken by the two-edged sword of paradise, his neck arched back, he raises stone eyes to the blaze of a bittered vision, pity granting life, withholding heaven. Nevertheless, the fluttering hands of embalming sorrow quicken like flowers inward, enfold and cherish a man-child it may be, or the seeds of a woman's grief, or some more numbing, some more precious mystery, nourished of suffering, perhaps an alabaster box of spikenard, for the sword was made flesh and dwells among us.